Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu. RNZ Pacific News lo Pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. National Commission lo Human Rights lo Indonesia hemi call for one fella investigation inside lo one fella disturbing video where hemi show mo security forces on torturing one fella civilian. Inside lo video where hemi been viewed by RNZ Pacific, one fella indigenous Papuan man hemi been kicked, punched and sliced with them knife by one fella group locket man, some fella wear him now Indonesian military uniform. One fella statement, independent commission hemi call for transparent and fair investigation. Commission hemi urge him government of Indonesia for improving security approach blahem lo Papua for reducing now intensity blah violence and avoiding casualties. Indonesian embassy hemi been respond lo questions from RNZ Pacific lo this fella incident. Hemi say one fella investigation hemi go ahead for look in lo this fella video. Hemi say hemi barava one fella regrettable incident. Governor Blo East Sipik hemi call for medical and emergency assistance after PNG Provincia hemi been struck by one fella magnitude 6.9 earthquake. East Sipik Governor Alan Bird hemi say ota deal with him staka injured people and at least three fella were dying. Province hemi been facing finish two widespread flooding. East Sipik Governor Alan Bird hemi address him immediate needs. Lo one fella statement hemi call for medical assistance, clean drinking water, canvas for shelter, food and building supplies with him kitchen utensils. Samaritan Aviation hemi been providing help for remote and vulnerable communities lo upper, middle and lower Sipik. Governor Bird hemi say out been garam several and so far around 1,000 homes had been lost while out go ahead for assessing impact lo damage. Hemi been asked for U.S. Embassy for providing water filters and buckets for cleaning drinking water and hemi welcoming support from Ota Nara international partners. Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat hemi been submit ko lo International Court of Justice so one fella case related lo climate change responsibilities. PIF statement hemi focus lo agreed forum regional collective positions kasim this time lo issue lo climate change related sea level rise. States and organizations who have been presenting written statements lo court or might say submitting responses lo ta nara written statements by deadline lo June 24th. Oral proceedings lo court by hemi notified in due course. Cook Islands leader lo opposition hemi say one for a recent judgment hemi been finding out immigration rule hemi invalid hemi one for a good decision. Charity Friends Blo Fiji challenge him now residency threshold for permanent residence hemi set by 2022 regulations where for New Zealand citizens hemi 5 years but 10 years for Katnara people. Decision Blo judge hemi find him out regulations hemi no supported by parliament and hemi no make a one for a declaration whether hemi discriminatory. Opposition leader Tina Brown hemi same shown that it got him clear separation of powers law executive branch within parliament. Commonwealth Secretary General Patricia Scotland hemi lo Samoa lo one fella official tour blo this fella country. Scotland hemi arrive lo Apia yesterday where hemi been greeted with him flowers but officials lo Faleolo airport. Visit blame hemi come time Samoa hemi ready for hosting Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting lo October. Hemi talem RNZ Pacific hemi one fella opportunity for leaders around the world for looking challenges where hemi faced by Pacific Island nations. Lo Aotearoa New Zealand Hawke's Bay civil defence leaders ought been admit hemi time for throw out old emergency response model and start back more. 11 people ought been die time severe tropical cyclone Gabriel hemi hit lo February lo last year. One fella independent review inside lo response where hemi released today hemi been finding out that okata were involved ought not been prepared for worst case scenario and hemi no enough capability within lo this fella response. Hemi find him out too that National Emergency Management System hemi been setting people up for fail and not needing one for a complete overhaul. Hawke's Bay Civil Defence Joint Committee Chair Hine Wai Onsby hemi say region leaders ought got him one for a big fella waka ahead. Still on New Zealand, Aurora Australis hemi able for hemi seen from Invercargill kasim Tauranga overnight after one for a major geomagnetic storm hemi been hitting Earth.
astronomer Dr. Ian Griffin. Hemi say hemi won for that best storm in about 7 years. Hemi say hemi been timed perfectly with him full moon where hemi brighten him up sky even further. Although storm hemi seem for hemi fade, people from all over New Zealand are expected for looking some for auroras again law tonight. The world news, four for suspected gunman law Moscow concert hall attack had been charged law and for that late night court hearing with him committing now terrorist act had been remanded in custody. Media had been reporting at naming at four for man everyone at South Nationals blood Tajikistan. Three for reportedly had plead guilty. 137 people had confirmed for at been die inside this for attack. UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNWRA, ought say Israel, but no approval of the aid deliveries for enter northern Gaza, where famine hemi considered for hemi imminent. One full official hemi see UNWRA hemi not been given reason why, and ought not been given any word to from Israel. Lo sport Papua New Guinea hemi no been managed for beat team Sri Lanka inside lo FIFA series international friendly match lo Colombo lo Saturday morning New Zealand time hemi first time for two fala teams ya okata meet. Sri Lanka hemi ranked ahead lo Papua New Guinea by 39 from FIFA. Obviously media hemi say hemi one fala tough game for both sides and PNG had been put them up one fala disciplined show. PNG about taking on Central African Republic this week lo second and last game lo series. Meanwhile, New Zealand had suffered one for a narrow 1-0 loss to Egypt the opening match for FIFA series to Cairo. Hem now news and sports lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific.
And hem now some for okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time, the emi join him now, team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
In tonight's headlines, Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister heads to Australia to strengthen ties. Panama Provincial Government seeks road improvement assistance. Community efforts address water drainage on Anachom. VNCW supports Jerome Mobile Medical Services. Exploring bilingual education policy in French Polynesia at the National University of Vanuatu Conference. Police traffic control measures implemented in the capital. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, Vanuatu prepares to commemorate annual ICT Days. Vanuatu is gearing up to participate in the annual ICT Days event alongside other member countries set to take place in May, scheduled for May 16th and 17th at the National Convention Center. The 2024 National ICT Days event carries the theme Digital Innovation for Sustainable Development. The event presents an opportunity for citizens and users to showcase the latest advancements in digital technology, discuss strategies for utilizing digital innovation to achieve sustainable development goals, and foster collaboration among stakeholders in the ICT sector. The chairman of the National ICT Coordination Committee, John Jack, confirms that the two-day event will feature enlightening discussions, interactive interviews, and networking sessions aimed at exploring the transformative potential of digital technologies in fostering sustainable development across various sectors in Vanuatu. Mr. Jack emphasizes the importance of public participation in raising awareness about the possibilities that internet use and other ICTs can bring to improve service delivery across various sectors and bridge the digital divide in communities. Vanuatu is a member of the International Telecommunication Union. In bilateral, Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, International Cooperation and External Trade, Matai Seremaya, along with Australian High Commissioner to Vanuatu, Mr. Heidi Boodle, is scheduled for a significant diplomatic venture to Australia this week. The mission, jointly confirmed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Australian High Commission, underscores the enduring bilateral relationship between the two countries. Seremaya's discussions in Canberra aim to bolster people-to-people connections and enhance trade and economic cooperation. The visit also marks the official opening of the Vanuatu Consulate in Sydney and includes a trade and economic roundtable. Additionally, a visit to Australia's humanitarian warehouse in Brisbane highlights both countries' commitment to addressing regional challenges, particularly climate change. In Panama province, Hilson Boy, the president of the Panama Provincial Government Council, PPGC, appeals for essential infrastructure support, particularly an excavator to enhance road networks on Ambay, Pentecost and Maivo Islands. Boy's call highlights the pressing need for improved roads to connect communities to vital services. Minister of Lands Rick Chamakumai, the Minister of Health and MP for Ambay, John Steele Tarikuetu, are urged to address the issue and relay the plea to the Council of Ministers, CALM. The appeal underscores ongoing efforts to mitigate challenges posed by poor road conditions and coastal erosion, requiring immediate attention for sustainable development. In Anachom, Analkuat village on Anachom in Tavi province initiates community-led efforts to clear water drainage from the areas, addressing flooding and mosquito breeding concerns. Selwyn Daniel, area secretary, highlights the importance of maintaining water drainage to mitigate flooding and preserve community health. The ongoing initiative, supported by village leaders and community members, aims to clear reeds obstructing drainage channels, ensuring proper water floor. The collaborative effort reflects the community's proactive approach to addressing local environmental challenges for sustainable development. In traffic, Port Vila police enforced traffic regulations during peak morning hours since last week to address congestion and safety concerns. Officers from the traffic unit intervened to manage traffic flow, particularly in areas prone to congestion. The initiative aims to enhance road safety and optimize traffic movement, underscoring the importance of public compliance with traffic directives for efficient urban mobility. In conference, the National University of Vanuatu recently organized a conference titled Adaptation to Decolonize, the French Polynesia Languages in Schools of the French Republic, 20 Years of Research, held on Thursday, March 14, 2024 at the university's auditorium. The event provided a significant platform for examining the challenges and opportunities surrounding the preservation of Polynesian languages within the educational framework of the French Republic. Moderated by Professor Marie Salon from Paris City University in France, the conference attracted a diverse audience keen on exploring the intricacies of bilingual language educational policy. Professor Salon, an esteemed expert in cultural anthropology and postcolonial studies, led engaging discussions that shed light on the linguistic and cultural context of French Polynesia. Dr. Leslie Vandebout, director of the Language Center at the National University of Vanuatu, expressed gratitude to Professor Salon for her insightful presentation. Her expertise provided invaluable insights into bilingual educational policy, particularly relevant to the new Vanuatu context. Throughout the conference, attendees delved into the decolonization process within the educational system, fostering constructive dialogue and collaborative solutions. And Cheryl Mana, owner of General Mobile Medical Services, expressed gratitude to the Vanuatu National Council of Women, VNCW, for their support since the inception of her mobile healthcare facility. VNCW, represented by President Anita Duroy, donated a glass drawer cabinet and a nebulizer machine to aid the operations of the mobile clinic. Mana highlighted the importance of accessible healthcare, particularly in communities lacking adequate facilities, emphasizing the convenience of her mobile clinic situated at the main market house in Port Vila. Leah Skowick, executive director of VNCW, emphasizes the significance of the clinic in providing nearby healthcare services to the mothers and families, expressing VNCW's honor in assisting the initiative. The mobile clinic offers various services, including consultations, family planning, and medication provision, staffed by a medical team and scheduled to begin community visits in April. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News, but you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu. au, Capital FM 107, or Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nico Roy Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.